Now, O.J. Simpson, the American football star whose trial riveted a nation, has died at 76 of prostate cancer. In 1994, O.J. was found not guilty of fatally stabbing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, though he was later found liable in a civil trial. U.S.-based journalist Steve Futterman has been telling me more about O.J. Simpson, a man making headlines across the world in death as in life.
Yes, a remarkable story. I had been tipped off a week ago that he might be in failing health, but wasn't sure whether or not it was true. Obviously, this source in the end was correct. But it's a trial, I think, that is still, God, it's so many years later, people still remember. People still talk about the impact it had. And it did have an impact on the U.S., many countries across, you know, the world. This trial was watched by so many people, followed by so many people. It had so many different subplots, the racial subplot, the celebrity subplot, the economically, the wealthy subplot. This trial basically had all these issues, and I think that's what made it so attractive to so many people. If you were following the racial part of the story, that may have been of interest to you. Other people may have followed the aspect of gender, of wealth, of so many different remarkable aspects of this trial.
Remind us of the arc of a really incredible life in so many ways, but it's the life he lived.
Yes, well, obviously he was known because of his football ability, American football ability, played college football, was a star in college, then went into the National Football League, played for the Buffalo Bills, was very successful, was, you know, made it into the Hall of Fame. After football, he did announcing. He was a pitchman for Hertz Rental Car. He was very, very, very much accepted by both white America and black America. That was the reason he was selected by Hertz to be its pitchman. And then suddenly on June 12th, 1995, suddenly his name is connected with this double murder and everything changes from there.
And of course, there's the famous car chase, there's the famous trial, and there's the famous acquittal.
Yes, the slow speed chase was watched by millions, and then the trial became a daily habit for many people. There were some remarkable, memorable moments in the case. I think the most memorable one was O.J. Simpson trying on the bloody glove that was found, and he seemed to be trying to make sure it didn't fit. Whether that was an act or not, we'll never know. But in the end, Johnny Cochran, his defense attorney, in his closing argument, came up with the famous line, "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit." The bloody glove attempt by O.J., by the prosecution to have him tried on, I think that may be the most remarkable, memorable part of the trial, and really was a key part of the case. It seemed, although you talked to the jurors in later years, they didn't agree, but it seemed once that attempt to have him try on the glove took place, the prosecution's case just didn't seem to sparkle after that.
And of course, there was a separate civil trial, and he did have to pay compensation to the Goldman and Brown families over wrongful death. And of course, there was a subsequent jail term.
Yeah, well, the civil trial was different in one key sense. In the criminal trial, you have to present proof beyond a reasonable doubt. In the civil trial, it's preponderance of the evidence, which is essentially 50% plus a grain of sand. Much different threshold in the civil trial than the criminal trial. There was also some new evidence that came to light during the civil trial, and that was the pictures of O.J. Simpson wearing the Bruno Mali shoes. The Bruno Mali shoes, that was the footprints that were found at the murder scene. They did not have the pictures for the criminal trial. Those were discovered in time for the civil trial.
And then there was a criminal conviction for another offense.
Yes, in Las Vegas, O.J. Simpson was found guilty of armed robbery and kidnapping. This was an attempt by him to recover memorabilia, sports memorabilia that he said still belonged to him. even though it didn't. And he and some of his friends confronted these memorabilia people, grabbed the memorabilia, forced them to stay where they were in a room, and he was found guilty of, like I said, armed robbery, kidnapping, sentenced to a number of years in prison, served 9 years behind bars before he was set free.
And the years since, between that conviction coming out of jail and his death from cancer this week?
Well, he seemed to calm down a bit. The time between the acquittal in the criminal trial to the guilty verdict in the criminal trial in Las Vegas, O.J. Simpson was a bit more rambunctious. He was always, I would say, coming close to skirting with the law for one thing or the other. But after the 9-year term in prison, he seemed to calm down a bit. He lived in Las Vegas. He made some, regular appearances on Twitter. So that seemed to be his outlet at that point. But he never had any major, I would say, legal issues after he served those 9 years in prison.
And that was Steve Futterman on The Remarkable Life of O.J. Simpson.